It is time. You've got a very big night ahead of you, too, don't you?
Yeah, you can play some music for us, Groobs. Mick Gruber, Mick. Yeah, you know, we've joked about this a lot this week, but I'm really looking forward to this, and I think this is a very rare, very cool opportunity, if you want to call it an opportunity. I don't even know what you'd call it.
It's a little feather in your cap.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's just...
It's something not everybody gets to do, that's for sure.
No. So, reset, because I don't like resetting.
He is going to sit next to Cubes at the game tonight, because he mentioned the other day that the Mavericks have now taken over the Cowboys spot as his favorite team around here. And Cubes was by the channel. So he tweeted that the Cobra would join him in the seat next to him at the next Mavericks home game, which is tonight.
Showing his great appreciation for my my
your
allegiance.
Mavericks fandom.
Right. And my shift in allegiance. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to expect, but I do know that if it was, you know, the case of any of the owners in town, if Chuck Greenberg asked you to come sit down by him, or Nolan, or whatever, or Jerry sit up in his suite and handle, you know, his scene. This is a little bit different, though, because I think those guys have more of an entourage around them.
I doubt if Jerry's much fun to be around on game day anyway.
No, I bet he's really tense, because there's only 16 of those suckers, and, you know, with basketball and baseball, at least there's a little more game activity going on, and each individual game doesn't mean the world to you, but... You know, we've seen what Cuban's like on TV and his shenanigans, and I don't know. I think it'll be really neat to be up close and just kind of pick his brain about what's going on in there at a certain time, any certain time, really.
And it's a great seat.
Yeah, it's a great seat. He owns a damn team. It better be a great seat. Stop it, Groobs. But it just kind of goes in this stupid job that we lucked into. It just kind of goes into all the funky stuff, this just random cool things that we've been able to do. You know, it just falls in line with all the crazy crap and people that you get to meet where you don't belong at all. And you get that feeling.
You feel like you don't belong.
Yes, you feel like you have no business being in certain places.
You fall into a lot of stuff.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And some bad stuff, but a lot of good stuff.
And it doesn't matter.
Far more good than bad.
It doesn't matter how many times stuff like that happens, you still feel like, I can't believe this. You know? I mean, Danny brought up in our meeting the chance to...
Not meet Roger Staubach, but play in a football game on his team and catch passes from him.
He is the quarterback of your football team. And you're doing it with Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Daryl Johnston and all those guys. You're just kind of looking around going, what the hell am I doing?
If you sit down and actually try to get your head around it, you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, I remember that first football game we played where we played at Reunion Arena. We probably had like 9,000, 10,000 people there. And...
That damn thing was competitive.
Yeah. The Troy Aikman-led team took the ball first, and our team was playing defense, and I line up over there on cornerback, and they break the huddle, and Michael Irvin rolls out right 4 feet from me, just staring me in the face, and I'm looking at him, and my mom and dad were there, like right there where we were. I kind of look up at my dad, and he looks down and mouths, good luck.
Yeah, you're covering Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin!
So did you bump him
away from that with a sense that of why he was what he was in the game of football?
Oh yeah, Tim Brown. I mean, Tim Brown played one of those games. It's just you just look at those guys and you're just going, "Holy cow!"
Did you bump him off the line, redirect his route?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was press coverage. I'm not going to give that guy an inch.
Yeah, I have quarterback bowl.
Well, that's
written.
What you're known for.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for. You have what?
I had that experience of just being around those guys as the top three, Mike, you'll remember this one because you were a big part of it. The time that we got to sit at the scorer's table at a Mavs game because we showed up and I think, did we just have like garden variety seats?
Yes.
And Greg Elkin texted us or called us and said, hey, would you guys want to sit at the scorer's table because I guess it was Sacramento?
No, it was the Clippers.
It was the Clippers. Okay, that's right.
It was the Clippers, and the Clippers didn't. They don't send a radio crew.
So they had two
simulcast.
Right, games. They had two seats open at the scorer's table, and there's me and Mike
and
sitting.
The great
right there.
Greg Elkin gave those to us,
the former PR director over there.
And you know who had no business being there? Us.
I've never sat down there. Never.
I'd gotten to do that a few times before under similar circumstances back in the day, but the night we did it, it had been a long time.
That was a big deal to me. And the way the game looked.
You see the game differently.
Big time.
You see the game completely differently from down there. I mean, there are some people who sit down there night after night after night, and I'm sure after a while it all becomes the same to them. But when you only get to do it once in a blue moon, you really appreciate it.
Am I going to be able to hear the huddle and all that stuff? I mean,
yeah. I guarantee you
chances
will.
Are you will. And see, here's something else. The few times that I have gotten to sit courtside, I've never gotten to sit anywhere near the Mavericks bench.
Right.
It's always because, the visitors.
Yeah, because they've always, you know, they've always had their peeps down there. Their PR people, their radio people, their TV people, all of them. Of course, you know, now you can buy those seats if you want to.
Well, they're smart.
Yeah, they finally got smart.
That's revenue.
And rooted the leering press out of there.
Right.
Which is what they should have done. But I've never gotten to sit close to the Mavericks. Visitors, yes, you know, under certain circumstance. But Mavericks, no. But, I mean, you will see a different game tonight. I promise you that. And you will hear some things.
What's your number one, Corby? Your number one favorite perk that you've lucked into by doing entertainment news
every
day.
See, you know, I remember that when I first started working there, like, not, I mean, just working, actually getting on the payroll, I thought it was so cool that I could get into any game for free, no matter if it was a SMU game or TCU game, or no matter how low level, Highland Park. I remember I had to cover high school football games. I thought, man, I can get in here for free? That's awesome. And now, you know, we're really jaded about going to games, some more so than others. Mike?
What?
Yeah. Well, Mike.
What do you mean?
Mike. I don't go to games.
I appreciate going to games.
You don't go to them.
Well, no. I don't take advantage of it, but I appreciate that.
Well,
I appreciate the option. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, but to your credit, you've been to more games than most of us have even thought about. You had to suffer through all that Ranger mess for so long. I mean, you get a free pass on whatever. But I used to think that would be the coolest thing ever, was just getting into events.
Yeah, and make no mistake, for a long time, I did think that. My first year when the Mavericks moved here, I was just starting out at the zoo. You know where they used to put us then?
Where?
On the baseline.
Wow.
On the hardcore baseline, about where you're going to be sitting now. That seat was set aside for the leering press.
Were there just many of you or something?
No, no, there were more then than there were now.
They just realized that they needed to make money, so they stuck them up in the box.
How long did that last? 1 year? 2 years?
Yeah, that lasted a couple years, and then they moved us to like the front row on the other side of the walkway. Not on the baseline, but they set up a table on the front row where the stands were.
Yeah, that's when I first became familiar with the media area.
And that was awesome.
I thought that
I got to see so much stuff down there.
Oh, yeah.
This was during the Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird years and everything.
God, that's so cool.
You know what? You know what number one by a long shot is for me, Corby?
What?
And it just recently happened, was not only getting to go to New York for the very first time, but seeing my Texas Rangers beat the Yankees twice in Yankee Stadium in the ALCS. I think that one will be impossible to beat.
I mean, yes. And that was all because of this. And
all right, now here's another one.
We would have never been able to go had it not been for this, right?
No.
All right.
Thank you, StubHub.
Yes, thank you, StubHub.
Yes, thank you, StubHub.
And the seats, too. I mean, dude. That's the most ridiculous part of it
all. And the seats. But remember when we wormed our way down onto the field after the game?
Yes, we don't need to talk about that.
Have we never mentioned that? What happened to us?
No,
at some
not
point,
really.
Maybe during spring training, we need to talk about that.
Okay. That'll get us kicked out.
No, it won't.
We got in probably the biggest amount of trouble that we've ever been in.
But it was worth it.
Oh, yes.
It was really... Oh, yeah. I mean, the story's 100 great.
100 times over.
Yes.
But the first year that they went to New York for the playoffs, that first playoff game at the old Yankee Stadium.
Right, the John Birkin game.
We were up there. Yes, we were up there for it. And before the we got there early enough to you know, go down there for batting practice.
Yeah.
And we did. And we were standing down there on the field of old Yankee Stadium standing.
What the hell? Are you serious?
Hello, Victory
are
Park.
Are you serious?
You're kidding, right?
It just got so casual with you just then.
Man.
That you dropped an S-bomb.
It did.
Well done, soldier. Well done.
God, it's like you were smoking a joint, just got super relaxed. Yes, we're out there just shooting the S. I mean,
I consider myself very fortunate to be here.
Now everybody's walking by.
They're looking over here at him. Hey, some guy just said S. I heard it. I know I heard it.
Mike just dropped an S-bomb on the radio, and we had to dump it.
Oh, God.
Cover your ears, kids. We got us a cusser over here.
Outstanding game, Shoopy. You fought him all the way.
You really did fought him
I'm
all
sorry.
The way.
I got entirely too casual there. I forgot we were on the air.
You were shooting the bull down there on the field.
Yes, with right. Tom Schieffer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever other Ranger personnel happened up.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I bet.
That made an impact.
I thought when I got stuck on the Cowboy road beat for a couple of years where they would send me out to all the road games on the Cowboy charter.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't believe that they put you on that plane with the team and that right when you walk on, you get a free bag of food.
With everything and anything you want.
Of a huge bag of nibbles.
Did you get nibbles?
And people were like, yes. Dude, don't eat this. Don't eat the sandwich. They give you like a giant hoagie with Snickers and chips and everything. And I'm like, you know me with free food.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, I better eat before this plane crashes so I can get a good last meal in.
Eat the sandwich, snarf the boots.
I snarf the sandwich. I eat the Snickers. I eat the chips. I eat the fruit. I eat everything in that bag. And then the stewardess walks back and goes, would you like steak or fish? I'll have the lasagna.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember.
Yes, I remember I had lasagna.
So, you know, I'm like, there's more food?
Don't eat the sandwich.
and then you get there to whatever site, and I don't know if they still do this, Ty, you may know, but there's at the hotel they put you up at for free, there's a media bar.
Yes.
Where it's free beer and wine and booze and stuff.
And yes, you get a police escort to and from the hotel.
To the game. Yeah, and I mean, I was just sitting there in awe for like one solid year going, man, I get to go to these cities and do all this crap. I mean, that to me
like
was
a great deal to me.
It was a great deal. Just a fabulous deal. I got to go to Chicago for the first time, New York, New England, places that I haven't been before, Miami.
Mm-hmm. San Francisco.
It was just an unbelievable run, but then I got tired of it.
You find yourself in mind-blowing situations.
The Shaq thing?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
But you thought you would never be in. And now, you have another one tonight.
At some point...
I think if I had to choose, though, I think I would have to choose sitting there with Cubes at one of these games, because you get raw emotion as far as... the other owners, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in that box in the Jones box. That'd be too tense.
Box.
And you know, there's so many Ranger games that I just don't get that buzz every single night.
I'd like to be a fly in the wall or a fly on the wall in the Jones box.
Yeah, I would too. But I bet you that gets pretty hairy in there, man.
I wouldn't want to be a guest, but I'd like to
just
be
an insect.
An observer.
Right. But I think I'm going to get some good stuff with old Cubes tonight. Should be fun.
Ask him for a loan. Just tell him you're kind of falling on some. You've fallen on some hard times, and just wonder if he can maybe spare a little.
Yeah, can I have a loan?
Yeah.
Ask him to buy the ticket.
Like 50 grand.
And then he pulls out his wallet, says how much you need, and you say 50 grand, and then he just kind of shoves the bills back in and puts it back in his pocket.
Just like Eddie Clark, and Clark from Griswold.
Vacation. Wonder if you could, I don't $50,000. Know, spare a little.
Sure, Eddie.
How much you need?
Sure, Eddie, how much you need?
$50,000. $50,000. Great movie. All right,
good luck. Yeah,
with your bottom. With your bottom.
God. All right, it's 5:33. The big deadline has come and gone. What happens now?